Are using the computer audio? Hey, this is Sherita Cadenhead with Renew Refresh Reset Your Life, and today I am interviewing for Lando Parker with iHang TVs. I interviewed for Lando back in 2014. I just happened to catch him. I remember, I don't know if he remembers, but I remember that conversation very vividly because he was in the car with his kids, and I don't know where they were going. I just remember he was in the car with his kids, and they were on the way to somewhere. It was a fun day. So, Fernando, you there?
I'm here, yes.
All right, good deal. This is Lando Parker, the owner of iHang TVs. So listen. So I know you're busy, and we're not gonna take up that much time today because I know you're working in your office and not going out there physically hanging
Yeah.
TV. But I want to
It's
ask, can you hear me
I don't mean to
okay?
interrupt you. Yeah, it's ihangtvs.com.
iHangTVs.com. That's right. Correct me on that. iHangTVs.com. We want to get that right so people know who to call when they want a TV home. But listen, so when I talked to you in 2014, you had been in business since 2008. Is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay. All right. So at the time, from 2008 to 2014, did it seem to you like business had grew pretty fast?
Yes, it did. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. And from 2014 to now, is it still rapidly growing, or has it kind of leveled off?
Well, growing basically with people knowing or gaining understanding that the TVs have to be installed on the wall, growing de decide is decided when I decide to add more trucks, do more advertising or what have you. But yes, the growth is there. I mean, we're at a point now where we can literally franchise and sell licenses to use the name. So the demand is still high because there ain't a lot of people that can install a TV over a rock fireplace, run wiring through the rocks, and hide the cable box down the hall in the closet.
Right, and it's very interesting that you bring that up because my daughter's in the process of buying a house, and I told her because there's a brick fireplace in the den, and I told her, you know, a TV can be hung there, right? You know, because I know it can be done. So I said,
Oh,
well, you
yeah.
know, so she's probably going to be calling you to install a TV once that happens. So do you see that demand ever changing? I mean, is there an alternative to hanging TVs right now? That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it for now. I mean, TVs are sold to be installed on the wall. Majority of them are very top heavy due to the footing that is on the television. So a lot of people hang them just for the risk to reduce the risk of theft or to reduce the risk of breaking it and tilting over.
Tilting over, that's a big problem. I want to talk about that for a minute because with my daughter having it installed, particularly in the kids' room, one of the things that I worry about, I'm sorry, this is them trying to call me. One of the things that I worry about is them having that TV on a stand and tipping over because it can tip over by, you know, maybe opening the top drawer.
That's right. I did a story or interview a while back about TV tip overs. It is huge, a huge problem in America. Well, when people get a new flat screen, a big top heavy flat screen, the TVs are getting knocked over and they're hurting the little children that are on the floor. So TVs are that's one incident. Well, the other incident is where they'll buy a new TV and put the big fat back TV in the kids' room on the dresser. Kid wants to change the channel, and they'll pull the drawers out to get up there to try to change the channel and knock the whole TV down. And it's real heavy, and it can actually hurt the children. And so, yeah, that's a huge problem in America right now. And I saw a story done on NBC about it, where kids are rushed to the hospital every few minutes about a television incident.
Right. So when you go and hang TVs and you talk about this, do you think people are aware of it, or they're surprised that, you know, when you talk about the dangers of tip over, do they know, or is it news to them?
It's some people don't know, and some of them find out the very hard way. There's a page on our website called Kid TV Dangers, and there's a video on that site that is so heartbreaking of a 2-year-old being killed by a television, being tipped over.
Yeah, I just watched that video, and I recalled a time, must have been a maybe even last year. There was a camera in a kid's room, just to, you know, kind of monitor the children, and everybody watched in horror as this huge dresser fell on these kids, these two kids, and luckily for them, they were not, you know, it wasn't fatal. Okay, so that's an important thing. So, but let's go back to talking about your business for a minute here. You've expanded quite a bit. You've broadened your territory. You're almost everywhere. Okay, so yeah. So where are you, and how did that expansion take place?
Right now, we only have one office in Birmingham, and we carry eight or nine different phone numbers for different areas all over the state of Alabama, except down to lower Mobile area. We're working on that. But we do cover Atlanta. We also cover Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the way that we cover them is by doing advertising in their areas, such as on TV or on Facebook, Marketplace or what have you, and gain clients from that. And we send out trucks. We bought brand new trucks last year to cover the area. And so when we get those calls, we route them based off the timing in the day. Usually I can have a truck in Atlanta by 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, do an installation, and be back in Birmingham by 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. So the central office here is actually going to these places and doing the install and not subcontracting.
That's right. We tried subcontracting a while back. It almost killed us.
Oh, and wow.
So we won't ever do that again. We won't ever do that again.
Quality not as good?
Yeah, the quality is not as good. The appearance that people are pulling up in their private vehicles, they're not really wearing a uniform. They'll wear a shirt or whatever, and sometimes they have a personal jacket on top of the shirt, and it just doesn't look good. It doesn't give a good appearance of our business. And when they are the face of the business that shows up, for the installation, that actually hurts our image. So we went back to in-house installers, and we kept it that way. And that's our best way, and we've been able to satisfy the customers better that way by listening to the customers.
Right. Very good. Very good. So are you expanding? Are you still expanding into other territories? And how far do you anticipate that territory will grow to? I mean, I know you were in Georgia. Did you say Tennessee? Are there other states that you are going to expand to?
Right now, I'm in talks with the franchise attorneys. I'm really not trying to grow myself out in these other areas. I'm actually looking into franchising the name, the services where we will actually provide the website usage, also the phone number, advertising, operators that answer the phones and schedule the installations to people in territories that would like to operate as iHangTV.com.
Very good. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of the questions that I was going to be asking. So how close is this to being real?
We've been at the franchising idea about a year now. One of the challenges that I faced with getting it off the ground was creating an operations manual. And my attorney is actually working on that part of it, trying to anyway, but that is the hugest part of it, is putting the operations manual in place. We have a lot of interest in people that want to open an iHangTVs.com in their area, but we cannot act on it until we have documentation and legal paperwork.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So will this start out being some test markets, or will you start receiving applications right away, or you're going to test some areas first and then go from there?
We're going to test the area first. We're going to go after trying to assist franchisees with support such as installation, training. We'll also help them with how they'll receive their installations. It's kind of like if you're in Atlanta and you do all the advertising. We've helped with co-op with advertising, and when people call the phone number, we submit those requests to you in that area, and that's pretty much how it'll work.
Okay.
And they don't have to have a website. They don't have to have a website. They don't have to have an office or anything for that matter. They just have to have the uniforms, the truck, and conduct business as such. Now, they can have it. I would encourage them to have an office somewhere where they can conduct their business, but
right,
majority of them will only have uniforms and trucks that'll look the same and have the phone numbers that we issue out to them and all of that.
Okay, I think franchising is the way to go. Number one, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Okay, you don't have to learn all the hard lessons yourself. They've already been done for you. And in your case, you've learned all the lessons, right?
That's right. Yes, I'm going on 11 years now.
11 years. Congratulations on that. Well, listen, so let's talk about those lessons. What are some of the hardest lessons you've had to learn?
One of the hardest lessons I've learned is with return on investment is one of the hardest ones. It's when you're investing in advertising and you're trying to gain momentum and more installations, the hardest lesson is the people that you have working with you. Sometimes you can literally be training your competition. You can be training people to start their own business. And that's one of the challenging part, hard lessons that we learned. We also learned that when dealing with the public, we have to conduct with majority of all paperwork that is with signatures that are in the right place. For example, we check televisions now to make sure they're not cracked when we get the televisions out of the box. Mm-hmm. Instead of going on and installing the TV, we've learned that lesson the hard way. We installed a TV, we didn't know whether the TV was broken when it came out of the box or whether it got broke when it went on the wall. But now we have all those policies in place, and another hard lesson we learned is the girls in the office were answering the phones and never been out in the field. So we bought uniforms for them, sent them to the field for a week, each one of them. And now they have a greater understanding of how we do business. And that was a lesson that we had to learn the hard way. We went years with office personnel not knowing what actually goes on in an attic or what goes on out in the field when you need wiring ran to a closet.
Right, because all your employees have to be educated. It's one thing, you know, speaking about customer service, when I call somebody, I don't know, whether it be the phone call or a phone company or somebody about my computer, and everybody I call is telling me something different, that's really frustrating.
It's very frustrating, yeah.
So everybody, you know, doing it this way, everybody's on the same page and they know what they're talking about because they've been out there. That training, two things about that training, competition and inspecting TVs and all that, is that because you all were getting blamed for TVs that were cracking, TVs or something that were already cracked, and you had no idea because you didn't check them?
Well, yes and no. Some of them we were installed and they would go on the wall perfectly fine. Nothing's wrong. I think what we start noticing is that sometimes we'll get to a customer house and you can easily see that the TV is cracked once you take it out of the box. But there are certain TVs you can't tell whether it's cracked until you plug it up. So that's how we started. When we realized we weren't getting blamed or anything, when we started doing that, we noticed that we had one that happened to us that way. But we noticed that the majority of the time when we check them right out the box, a lot of times the UPS guy or the Best Buy people, whoever were handling that television, could have broken the TV before it even arrived at the customer's home. Or the customer could have broken by handling the box wrong with the person that take the blow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about training your competition. What is that about? Are people trying to get hired on just so they can learn how you do what you do so that they can start their own business? Or you hire these people and they think, oh, you know what? I can do this myself.
Well, a lot of times when you're hiring people, the hardest part is getting them to understand that you cannot work on the side and do installations out beyond the company. Because a lot of times you don't have insurance if you drill through a pipe or if you bust a gas line. We've had that happen. Well, an installer was doing an installation. He drilled straight through a gas line. We had to get the gas company out, shut all the gas off. We had to tear open the fireplace and then get the problem fixed and repair it and paint it back. So a lot of these guys, and if they're in uniform and driving company vehicles, which we've had them do this before, a lot of times they can come back and haunt them. But we get rid of those types of people very fast, the whole group sometimes.
Yeah, and that reminds me, I had a tree cut down in the back of my yard this year, and I still have one remaining to be cut down. And so this company, they came out and they cut it down, and when they were cleaning up, one of the workers said, you know, I could probably cut that tree back there down much cheaper. And I said, well, you know, I'm gonna leave it alone for right now. But I'm thinking, you don't have no insurance. You know, you don't have, you know how I know you got proper equipment. If it falls on my house, what you gonna do? So I totally understand that. I didn't want to end up with a tree on my house, right? So
yeah, I
get that. So and also you talk about, because you know, you started out, you know, you were with DirecTV, and I don't know, but paying TVs was not a service that DirecTV offered. Is that correct?
That's right. And at the time, I felt that it wouldn't be a conflict of interest. I didn't feel like it was doing anything to affect DirecTV's subscriptions and installations. I think after kind of in hindsight, I got to thinking about why would they consider that as a conflict of interest. But the more I thought about it, they felt that as I was doing installations for DirecTV, that I was soliciting installations for TV installations.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most of the times I wasn't, because they were asking if I knew anybody that hangs television. I didn't have to solicit.
Right. But even if you did, and that's not a service that they offer, would that still be considered a conflict of interest in your opinion?
If they offer the service? Oh, absolutely.
No. If you were soliciting to hang TVs and this was not a service that DirecTV offered, would that still be a conflict of interest?
Well, no, I don't feel that that would be a conflict of interest to answer that question. No, I don't.
Okay, but that's what they were saying, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what they were saying.
Right. So, in my opinion, you know, I feel like, was hanging TVs on DirecTV's radar? Because I'm thinking, from where I sit, they lost out on a really good thing, and this might have been something that they could have capitalized on.
Exactly. Well, to this day, I don't think they installed television. I know Dish Network was offering it, but to the extent to the a lot of the installations that we do now, mm-hmm. majority of these mm-hmm. big box companies or services don't want to get involved as deep as some of them are, such as the rock fireplaces. The rock fireplaces, you literally have to bust out rock to run the wire through and repair it back as if you were never there.
Oh, okay. I got it.
So a lot of the companies don't want that liability.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the guys are not properly trained. So it would take someone that has spent years, such as I, that have seen all types of installations, that can go in and train a mass of people at a corporation like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure it out.
Is this something that, I mean, what you do, the service you offer, is this something that, you know, do you occasionally work with DirecTV or companies like that? You know, do they contact you in any way to refer your service or anything like that? Or you just on your
own? They,
you all don't have a relationship like that?
No, we don't. They actually refer our services, because installing DirecTV is very tough if the wiring has not been provided already. Such as if you put a TV over the fireplace, and the customer just has a TV over the fireplace and they have nothing but that. That means that DirecTV guy is going to have to run a cable wire from across the room to the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
let it dangle from the TV. He's going to have to let his box sit on the mantle, and he's going to have to let the wires hang from the TV to make the cable come on. That's the only way it's going to be done, unless he gets involved with installing wiring in the fireplaces of the TV. That means he has to take the TV down, get back into the installation, or get into the installation if we've never done the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the TVs that we do where the wiring is already done, they appreciate it because they can simply plug the box up and be done.
Right. Well, you know, you got started in because you saw an opportunity. I mean, and really you jumped right on it. For people, you know, sometimes people, an opportunity can be staring somebody right in the face and they don't see it.
That's right.
You know, were you just keenly aware on how to jump on an opportunity like that? Or how, if you had any advice to give to someone about seizing an opportunity, what would you tell them?
I sort of the same statement that Dr. A.G. Gasson had is, you find a need and fill it. That need is there. You have to find that need. And once you see it, you have to run with it, because if you don't, someone else will.
Someone else will. Someone else. You didn't give anybody a chance, did you?
No, when I saw it, yeah, when I immediately saw it, well, actually, my daughter saw it before me. She was at the time 14 years old. She said,
really?
Daddy, this could be business. Yes. She said, this could be another business because I had closed the business because I was a single father at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we hung our own TV at home, she saw the opportunity before I did. She said, Dad, this can be another business. You can install TV.
Wow.
And when she said that to me, my eyebrows went up and I got to thinking about it. And I said, you know what? This may be something I can run with.
And there
and
it
I
was.
Did.
And there it was. Right there. That was it. That was the start of it all right there.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into making it happen and making it successful and making it grow. And so, you know, no matter how far you expand, we're glad to have you homegrown here in Birmingham, Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, so we're gonna wrap it up in just a minute, but I want to scroll back a little bit. I'm recalling now as I'm looking at what we talked about before, I think we got connected because at that time, there was a show supposed to be coming to Birmingham called Fix It and Finish It. Whatever happened with that?
I think the show was canceled. I'm not sure. I know we talked about it with trying to feature our business in the show. But I don't think the show lasted long. We talked about it and they told me that they loved the idea. And when the opportunity came, if they could include me, that they would definitely give us a call. But I think it went to a degree that it was a great idea to go in enhancing homes like that, and then you install the television. And I think a lot of it had to do with building the value of the property that they were remodeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they actually air at all?
Yes, they aired. Oh, yes, they aired many shows. A lot of them were on the West Coast, but I have not talked to any of them since then.
Really?
So I just kind of went on about it. And actually, me and my son was talking yesterday about starting a YouTube channel or some kind of channel about enhancing homes or what have you, and doing a daily or a weekly post about it. And, you know, where we have followers. But that's just, you know, and I don't know if that can turn into anything, but let him tell it. He said, Dad, this can turn into a TV show.
Well, look, you know you got some smart kids, okay? Your daughter kept you in this business, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, and I, you know, feeding off of that Fix It and that Fix It show, I was going to ask you, so now you're talking about the YouTube channel, but I was going to ask you, had you considered reaching out to shows like that so that you can become a part of those shows, so they can feature in your highlight and market yourself to those shows? Or is this YouTube channel, you think, a better idea?
The challenging part for me, I've been offered all kind of opportunities with national audiences. Most recent one was an app, a radio app or something, advertising on the radio app. The other one, I talked with a gentleman in Canada that wanted to provide the services. The challenging part for me is if I cannot be there or provide, you know, the installations, it was kind of pointless to be nationally advertised and you can only do Birmingham or Alabama area.
That makes
sense. That's why I wanted to wait till the franchises were in place at least to have certain regions and I can travel and then I can offer franchise opportunities in those areas. And it would make perfectly good sense for me to be on national TV explaining what we do. Yes, because it will have viewers that would like to get involved with franchise.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, hanging TVs is not the only thing that your company offers. What else do you all do?
We do digital menu boards now. We create, design, and sell, install digital menu boards, and we keep them up to date for restaurants, for mom and pop restaurants that don't have a digital menu board. We go in and take their menu, digitize it, create the menu board, and install it, and enhance it, and sell advertising on the menu board.
I think a while back I saw, I don't know, probably on Facebook somewhere, one of the largest jobs you had done, or maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, the largest job you had done at the time, wasn't it the governor's mansion? Did you do that? I might be confusing it with another job that you have. What is the largest job?
The largest was just about 2 weeks ago. We did a home in Morris, Alabama, 14 televisions in one house.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's the biggest job, the residential job, and the biggest commercial jobs where we did the Cantina Laredo in downtown Birmingham, uptown.
Mm-hmm. Are you all the playing field between residential and commercial is about 50-50? And do you have separate divisions? Do you have a residential division and a commercial division?
No, we only have one team and we can tackle both, but the majority of our installations, I would say 95% of our installs are residential.
Okay.
We haven't started tapping into the commercial world as much as we like because of manpower.
Okay.
So we're building a team is like building an NFL football team. You literally have to have your quarterback, your running back, your line. You have to have people in place before you start attacking certain installations.
Mm-hmm.
And so without having quality techs and things and people in place, then we don't try to attract the larger jobs. Our target is the middle class family who just goes to Walmart, buy a TV, and they just want it on their home, residentially on
their
home.
They want it on a wall, right?
Yeah, that's it. And they may own a small business and they want it on the wall at their business. That's our target. We don't go after the big restaurants or what have you. I mean, we can do them,
mm-hmm.
but we don't tie ourselves up in that. We actually do better in volume on the residential than we would do on one nice sizable job that would take us 3 months.
Mm-hmm. So the commercial work that you have done is more than likely these people that have reached out to you and not a market that you've gone after. That's what you're saying?
That's right. Exactly. Now we go after the market. We go after the market to make them reach out to us. We do a lot of things to make customers reach out to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us about the holiday schedules, because we're going to talk about how people can get in contact with you. What's scheduling going to be like between now and the end of the year? Are you backed up? How much lead time do you have? And that sort of thing that people would need to know when they're going to, because they're going to be calling you. Everybody's going to be getting TVs, right? Okay. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell them about that. How to contact you, how much lead time is necessary, and what to expect when they contact you.
Well, the way that people call us, they actually can call our main number, 205-326-6884. They also can contact us on our website at wehangtvs.com or either ihangtvs.com. And when they go to that site, there's a virtual operator that can key their information in, or they can scroll to the bottom of the page and key in information. And basically, we go through a qualifying system of us understanding what services and how we may can help them with their TV.
Okay. Are you hiring?
Yes, we are hiring. That's also on the site. If you scroll to the bottom of the page, there are different jobs in their descriptions and careers on there that people can look at so far.
Are you always hiring?
Not always. Right now, we're solid in installations until we decide on growing the install footprint. But right now, we don't need any more installers. We don't need any office personnel. We started a sister business to our digital menu boards called BirminghamGrubHub.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's an online menu directory. And so we're hiring sales representatives we were looking for sales representatives to help sell Birmingham Grub services.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. I noticed also that you have some women installers.
Yes, right now we don't. We had our last woman installer wreck one of the brand new trucks when she wasn't in the area that she was supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get the truck repaired and we had to let her go, unfortunately. She knew the whole installation. But yeah, we will hire female installers. We will train as long as they're willing. We will not discriminate.
Right, exactly. When they come to iHang TVs for a job, do they, you know, are they responding to an advertisement, or are these women who want to install TVs? Because right off the bat, I don't think I've ever seen a female installer for say like cable TV or anything like that. So I'm thinking it's not that common, but there's no reason why they shouldn't.
Well, believe it or not, it is common. There's a lot of female installers at Charter and also AT&T.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of them I see in the field when I'm in the field. doing TVs, that I can go to a house where there's a female technician there on site. It's very refreshing to see that, because a lot of the times we've always asked, why can't we have more women and that know how to do installations? It would speak volumes for our company for us to have female and male installers. Mm-hmm. Some people may not feel comfortable with a male in their house, or right. A female can show up.
Right. So back to, and this is going to be the final question, I'm going to let you go because I know it's a holiday and you want to probably get on doing what you got to do. But your training program, I'm not going to call it rigid, but it is structured. It's a very structured program. This is what this, you have to go through a process. Okay. And, is it a designated amount of weeks or months or whatever, but it is very structured?
Yes. When we get installers have to go through up to 30 day ride along. They also have a study guide of installation, standard wall install that they were given day one, and a tool list that they must have by the end of the training. And the installations that they'll ride on, majority of the times, they are studying in the sheets that we give them to study the installs. And they have to take a written test within the second or third week of being on the job. That written test consists of 20 questions of the steps of the installation that they must take when doing installations. The installations are strategically numbered in steps so that they don't cause any damages in a customer's home. Mm-hmm. And so if they don't pass the test, we know what we're dealing with before we put them out in the public.
Right.
And so
right.
once they pass the written test, then they go through Addison crawl space, limited spaces training, where they are taught how to walk in an attic, how to crawl under a house, how to find a spot to drill inside a wall from inside the attic or under the house or in a basement. So once they pass that training, then they are taught. Well, we evaluate them on TV installation. Once they prove they can install a standard wall TV install, at that point we assign them to the truck or start assigning them installation to go out on their own. And they're paid more.
Do you all do customer feedback? I mean, do y'all request customer feedback in some sort of way after every install?
Yes, we have it on our site as well. Yes, we have customers do quality assurance. Well, we do quality assurance with our customers because we want the feedback. We want to know whether the installer did a great job, and we have text message campaign where we can text that customer with the link and it'll take them right in to do evaluation.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. So, I was talking about my daughter and I'm sitting here thinking, because I was just thinking this morning, because I sort of rearranged my den a little bit, and I've been thinking for the last couple of days where I'm going to hang my own TV. Okay. So yes. I'm probably going to be calling you too. And so, of course, I will be giving that feedback as well. But we're going to wrap it up. This has been Sherita Caton here with Renew Refresh Reset Your Life, talking to Philando Parker with iHangTVs.com. Did I get it right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, listen, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and I appreciate you joining me this morning. And we're going to post this on Sunday afternoon at 3:00, and you have a copy as well if you like.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Please get it to me.
All right. Very good. Have a great day.
All right. You too. And thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.